This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. It's best to remember the South is a violent place. As I mark the calendar closer to the finish of my Euro-Hella road trip, reading the news and seeing the videos online, first from Dallas, where of course we have an office and members, and then over and over again from Baton Rouge last weekend, and now more recently, where we also have a union hall and a lot of union members, I have to admit, it's unsettling. It was also unnerving to be in Brussels the night of the truck massacre in Nice, France, but Texas and Louisiana are home, so I understand the fear and fury there much better. The killing of police in Dallas and Baton Rouge is tragic, chilling, inexcusable, and insane. The fact that the law and order message is likely to finally give the Republican convention in Cleveland some coherence is both unsurprising and scary in its own right. If the public is angry, confused, uncertain, and scared, that sets the table for authoritarian platforms and candidates. I'm currently reading a book about Germany in five generations by a lake near Berlin and reliving the rise of Hitler against this backdrop, and just finished the Nobel Prize-winning book of interviews 10 years after the Chernobyl disaster in Belarus. So the impacts and aftermaths of such tendencies are perhaps too much on my mind, and I apologize for that. The killings by the police of African Americans and Latinos is also tragic and chilling, inexcusable and insane, though. Last weekend, my daughter shared several videos with us of the police riot and sweep-up of demonstrators in Baton Rouge protesting the killings there. I'm a veteran organizer and have been on the other side of police lined up in a phalanx, marching forward on crowds. I've steered marches away from mounted police and the power of their horses. Nonetheless, I can hardly ever remember a more foreboding and intimidating situation than watching the videos of the police forming up in line in Baton Rouge and then advancing on the protesters there, while police runners move from the main body of the formation to chase down the slow-footed, beat them down, and arrest them over fences and behind trees and bushes. This was not police work, but armed and dangerous mayhem. 200 were arrested, including friends of my daughter and other well-intentioned people exercising their right to protest. Many ended up stranded and staying with friends of friends and their families. Charges against 100 of them have now been dropped. If reports have touted the Dallas police chief and its force as calming and effective in that city's recovery, the same cannot be said in Baton Rouge. Peaceful protests, even ones that are a bit sparky, and police killings are apples and oranges, completely unrelated. Most public figures have been on message both defending the police against death by public service as well as the fundamental right to protest. But wisely, spokespeople for Black Lives Matter and others are saying that no matter, they're afraid to protest right now, given the events, this is all triggering. Rap Brown was from Baton Rouge and famously said decades ago that violence was as American as apple pie. For all of the gun-happy crowd that refuses to countenance any restraint in purchase or use, it's worth remembering Brown's words and adding the fact that if there is any area of the country more violent than another, as Dallas and Baton Rouge are proving again, it's the South. What global observers wonder, in the words of a Times headline, how to sort out the difference between a terrorist and the deranged. When they do so, they're talking about France, but they could as easily be talking about Baton Rouge and Dallas. We're playing with fire if we don't move to fix these problems on all sides of the debate and do so immediately. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.